This is Hortibiz News Radio from Fertifarm 2023. And as the trade show over here is already slowly nearing the end, there is one person I had to speak with before I leave the trade show, and that of course is one of the organization, Mr. Tim Knietel. Nice to speak to you again.
Hi Romy, nice to speak to you.
So we almost finished 3 days of Fertifarm. How was it for you? What is your first reaction to the last 3 days?
Good and exhausting. I think it's a good mix of both. We were very happy about the 3 days. We heard that there were a lot of good talks, new projects and everything. So the atmosphere is quite positive, even though all in all in the industry there at the moment some struggles. But now after 3 days, I think I'm not only talking for myself but also for others. It's also fine that now we go back home with a lot of new knowledge and solutions, and then start preparing for next year.
Yeah, because what you say, I also heard like the last year was quite challenging for the vertical farming industry. Did that also influence? Like, did it make you a little bit concerned? Like running up to this trade show.
Of course, we always are very much dependent on what's happening in the industry. And a lot of things happened this year. There were some good news, but also some bad news. But in the end, we were before quite positive because the exhibitors, they really wanted to come here to Dortmund and show their solutions. We have more exhibitors than last year, so that was good. The visitors that came were also of very high quality, at least that's what the exhibitors said. They had good talks, so therefore we are quite happy with the result, and think we managed to have a good foundation also for the upcoming year, and it also shows which perspective and opportunities this industry holds.
For sure, I completely agree with what you're saying, because what would you say is the biggest differences on this year's edition versus last year, which was the very first edition?
Of course, for us as an exhibition team, we were a little bit more experienced with exhibitors and so on. Of course, we do exhibitions for many, many decades. We have a lot of exhibitions, but still each industry is a little bit different and so on. So I think we got to know each other a little bit better. That is, of course, a big advantage for both sides. What I also heard is different, that visitors that came here very often were really looking for solutions. Last year it was also quite often people were curious, wanted to see what opportunities there are, and this time it felt a little bit like, I know already what CEA, vertical farming whatsoever, is, and now I have an idea and I need partners or service providers with whom I can execute these ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and as you organize Fertifarm, then probably like throughout the year, it's occupying you already a little bit. Like, do you also visit other exhibitions to get inspiration from them? And what kind of things are you usually looking for if you're visiting other trade shows as well, for example?
Well, that's a good question. The first part is easy to answer. Yeah, we visit other trade shows in our team. We have 4 to 5 trade shows, so anyway we are in different industries and visit different trade shows which have different sizes. I have to say, we have trade shows where there are 2,000 or 3,000 exhibitors, and then we also have smaller, more compact trade shows, and it depends always a little bit on the topic. We are of course always curious to learn more about the industry, so I always like to just enjoy the program, which is always hard to do at your own show because you're somehow always busy and occupied. So that is what I really like to do at other trade shows, to talk with the exhibitors, to understand their products, but also to hear what are the challenges and what is important at the moment, and then of course learn what is new in the industry.
Okay, and can you already tell us some things about what we can expect from next year? Are you already like thinking a little bit about improvements for next year, or things you're going to do different, or can you already tell us something about that?
Of course, we are constantly thinking about improvements, and now the 3 days, I think, showed also very much what works well. Thank God most of the things worked very well, but there are always some details, some fine-tuning that you can do, but also in the program and so on, you always get new ideas or you talk to different people. So yeah, we have a lot of things in mind, but I'm afraid you still need to be a little bit patient. But then you will be one of the first that we share our ideas with and what's happening in 2024.
Good. Yeah, I'm sure we will speak again before the next edition. And I'm very excited to see in what ways we're going to see Fertifarm grow and expand next year. I'm very excited. For now, I'm also not going to take up too much more of your time because I can completely understand if it's been three long days for everyone, I think. So I want to congratulate you on a very successful Fertifarm this year. And I'm excited to be back here next year. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Live from the Netherlands, this is Fertibiz News Radio.